everybody, and happy Thursday via live. So today we're going to talk about the 10 time management hacks I learned from my clients and those I implement myself. Hello, Christian here. I'm the host of the Disruptive Chef Entrepreneur Show. And today on our Thursday episode, we're going to talk about time management hacks. And as if you are like I am, you know, I'm all over the place. And for me, doing time management hacks was really important, not just to become more efficient, to be, you know, more aware of for my staff and all the other things. For me, time management is not just what you get done during a certain given time. For me, time management is also how do you interact with your staff and how do you give back and how do you give them attention and help them to get better? What do you do? And I had the opportunity, I went to a lot of different programs, a lot of different classes, learned a lot from our clients, learned from my mentors, and also from some of the industry experts. And then from there, like everybody else, I bought time management journals. And I had a lot of those, and some of them worked, some of them didn't. Some of them had some good some stuff in them, some of them didn't. And like with everything else, if you want to have something which works for you, you create your own. So for me, I created my own. It's called the Success Planners for Chefs. So if you are part of the DisruptiveChef.club community, shoot us a note and we make sure we get you a free copy in the mail for you to try out. So let me know on the comments below, where are you around time management? What did you learn? What are some of the cool things you implement? And not just that, what is actually working? Because if you and I implement the same things, we might have a different outcome. So I'm always interested in seeing what works, what consistently works, and what gives you that desired outcome, what you're after. So for me, let's get into it. So for me, number one, what is the most important thing? For me, is clarity. And we talk about this all the time. So for me, be really clear of what you want to get done. And then in my planner, I call it, what are the top three things you want to get done? What are the top three things you want to get done? What are the needle movers? And what are the actions I need to implement in order to get those done? So for me, number one, be clear and get it written down. What are the top three things you want to accomplish that day? Point number two, something called batching. I don't know if any of you guys have done it. And that's all about not just task batching, how do you manage it? And the idea behind it is that you put together different similar tasks to reduce stress around what we do and also around cleanup time. So if you haven't done so, you should check it out. So it works really, really well. So if you look at your menu and you need tomatoes on six different dishes, you know, add it up. So rather than six different people slicing tomatoes, you have one person doing it and have them be more efficient with that. And that works with a lot of different things. So rather than reducing, duplicating tasks, reduce some of them, have one person who is really good at it doing it. And then also what I learned doing this for a lot of my chefs, a lot of them don't like cutting carrots. They don't like cutting tomatoes. They don't like cutting onions. But there's somebody in your staff who absolutely loves it and is good at it. So let them do it. So number one, make sure you get clear on what you as the leader of the kitchen want to get done. And that works not just in the kitchen. That works in your personal life. That works in your career. That works in your business. It works in your side hustle. And it also works really well in a relationship. So if you're really clear of what you want to get done, what are the three things you want to get done? Second thing is task batching. So if you have the chance to try it out, I encourage you to do it. And this every chef should do, and that's mise en place. And have the right equipment, have the right station set up, and do this every time before you start service or if you prepare a recipe. So mise en place, we talk about this all the time, but having really, really good mise en place makes all the difference. And not just it makes all the difference, it makes it easier and it takes a lot of stress away from you being effective in what you do. And doing this, this is also something I learned in all the kitchens we manage this. If you do an amazing job at mise en place, it's contagious. And the people want to make sure they do the same. Make sure you have a proper cleanup. I have my gloves there. I have my sanitation pocket. I have everything in place I need to do to execute a meal service without running around. Number three, mise en place. Number four is time blocking. And that's really important, because if you look at your day, and in my planner, I have a full day written out, and you want to block out, I want to spend a half hour with the pastry chef. I want to spend a half hour with my purchasing guy. I want to spend a half hour making connection. I want to take a half hour and teach somebody a new skill, a new strategy I learned, a new tool I learned. Or I want to take a half hour batch and you show them this podcast. So time blocking works really, really well. And it works really well because, again, it takes the stress away of planning out your day. So if I'm really clear of what I want to get done, I batch my tasks. I have to mise en place someplace. Now, just time blocking makes all the difference. And it's a simple tool we overlook. Time blocking works fantastic. And we do this here. For me, when I work in the office, I work on 40-20. 40 minutes working on something, 20 minutes, you know, doing something else. Working, concentrating for 40 minutes, doing something else. And I have this device, which starts with an A right here, and she keeps me on track. Number five is make sure you have the right equipment. I call it efficient equipment, not just efficient equipment. Make sure you have knives which are sharp. You make sure you have tools which you need for that tasks, so you don't need to run anywhere. Again, part of the mise en place. Make sure that the tools are sharp, that they clean, that you leave them clean, because that's also super important. We talk about this a little bit later. But also invest into high quality tools, because high quality tools usually are time-saving kitchen gadgets. So very important having the right equipment for the job. You can make mashed potatoes in a 2-gallon bucket on your own, or you could put it into a blender and you can make 200 pounds. So again, right equipment for the job. Number six for me is delegation. And delegation for me does multiple things. What the most important thing about delegation is, you can see not just what the breaking points of your staff are. Doing delegation also allows you to find out what they're good at. What are some of the skills? What are some of the efficiencies? And learn from them and bring it back into it. Also with delegation, you will find what motivates some of your team members. A lot of times I walk into the kitchen, and I happen to be at a place just 2 days ago. In that particular place, teaches young people off the street very inexpensively how to do a basic hospitality program. The place was spotless. Everything had its place. The staff knew exactly where to put it back to. There was nobody walking on leaving stuff on the counter. They took it away. And then also there was some of the younger staff which was here to help us. And every time I ask a question, I said, oh, this is my specialty, but I know somebody who does. And they went to the other person, because they were delegated to do that particular tasks. So it was really amazing to see how they learned not just efficiency, they learned hierarchy in the kitchen. They learned different stations. It was a really, really positive experience. And those guys did an extremely great job. So delegating, assign the tasks, not just always the same task to the same person. Let them do some different stuff. Allow them to just expand their horizon of what they need to do. So delegation is really important. Delegation doesn't mean dumping on them. So there's a very fine line of delegating and dumping on them. So make sure your staff has the quality of working equipment and stuff they need to be successful. The same thing with the delegation. Make sure that you give them clear direction, clear outcomes. Make sure they can deliver on your expectations. We talk about this all the time in our programs. So if you have all of those things in place, how do you self-evaluate? And for me, this also around time management. I learned this from a coach of mine. And he always pushed back and says, Christian, do you sit down at the end of the day and write out what worked really well? What didn't work? What do we need to improve? Do we need to move a piece of kitchen equipment? Do we need to sign somebody a new station? Do we need a new setup? And by doing this, the end of the day, you know, if you keep doing it and you keep writing it down, I'm a big thing, yeah, big fan of writing things down. I honestly believe if our life is worth living, it's worth recording. So write things down. And I also add it to our planner. Effectively sit down and say, what worked that day? Let's build on that. What didn't work? Let's start doing less of that. So for me, that's number seven. You know, reevaluate your day, your service, the end of the day, what worked, what didn't work. Number eight, and that kind of goes into time blocking and getting clarity. I call it prioritizing tasks. Tackle high, and this goes back to your three. What are the high priority tasks? And get those done during your peak production or productivity hours. For me, I'm a morning guy. So you can get these things first thing done in the morning, because if you get to check those three major things off, that's a huge impact how you look at your day for the rest of the day. Because if you have something hang over your head, it's really hard to be productive. Time block, have mise en place, do the things we talk about. If you know, oh my God, I still need to get those two, three things done. So very important. So doing prioritizing tasks, and I have this as number eight because it's one of the most important ones, but it feeds into the other ones. Because if I'm not clear, it's hard to prioritize tasks. If I don't batch my workflow, if I don't block my time, it's really hard to prioritize tasks. So the reason I have this is number eight, because it flows in to everything else. And number nine, it's super simple, but not everybody does. It's clean as you go. Continuous cleaning. We call it take five in our kitchen where everybody, hey, let's take five. We clean our stations, we clean the floor, we get stuff away, we throw garbage out, make sure we're back in tip-top shape and ready to go for the rest of the service. So for me, number nine, continuous cleaning. Avoid, you know, time-sensitive, you know, cleanups, and there's just a lot of crap if you need to do at the end of the night. Take time, clean as you go. Best practice you can learn right after mise en place. And the final plan is communicate with your staff. And we overlook that. If you call it a pre-meal, if you do family meal, for me, the most important thing is that we communicate with our staff. This is what I'm working on. This is the challenges we have, we overcome. Be honest with them. Hey, my goal is this is where I want to be 6 months from now, year from now. And this is how you as my team member can fit into that. Also share with them some of the things you're working on they don't see. So they can have the vision of they're part of something big and not just their simple station. You will be amazed on how people are willing to step up, on how people will share some of their skills, some of their gifts they have to make you successful by just simply sharing. And that's for me number 10, because we overlook this. We're so busy. And here in my office, we try to eat family meal together. And the reason is for two ways is for us to reconnect and connect as a unit. And then also to kind of share the things we're working on. Not just what we're working on, what do we want to get done? Where we want to take all of this? And it's okay to pivot and go to different directions, but we all need to be on the same page. And that's for me, number 10. Most important thing, communicate and share what you want to do with your staff. So let's recap. But before we recap, if you haven't done so, please like this show, share with a friend, share with somebody you feel needs it. Also save it if you feel like you want to listen to it later. And if you haven't done so, please join our private community. It's called the DisruptiveChef.club. You get a front row seat and you get free merchandise from us. This is the group we're using as our a benchmark, almost like a board of advisors. How we can do better with the communication we share with you here and some of the programs and guests we bring to you. So with that, let's recap. Number one, get clear of what you do. Break down the three things you want to get done for the day. Two, batch your tasks and look at not just from your station, look at for the overall kitchen. Number three, that works in the mise en place. From there, we're working in the time blocking, making sure you have the right equipment for the job. Then delegate. Then for now, make sure everybody knows what they need to get done. Give them feedback. prioritize task, clean as you go, and finally have those conversations with your staff. I honestly believe if you follow these 10 simple tasks, it's going to make your life so much easier. It makes your kitchen more effective, and it makes your team come together more as a team. Because as you noticed, most of them you can't do on your own. You need to ask somebody for help. And we can come together as a unit if we work in silos. So simple, 10 tasks. I learned how to be productive in time. And again, if you join the disruptivechef.club community, let me know, send me a note. We send you one of our chef's planners. Will make you realize on some of the things you need to work on, and also makes your life more efficient. So with that, I want to say thank you for being here today. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Thursday. With that, have a fantastic week. Keep your kitchen going, set the world on fire, and be the chef who is not just talking about the change, who is the change. With that, we see you next Monday. With that, have a great week.